Hi everyone, this is Srinivas Kambala. I have about 14 years experience in hospitality industry. Today we will be talking about food and beverage service management chapter 1. That is unit number 1. Introduction to the food service industry. What exactly today we would be discussing in this chapter we are discussing now. Introduction to hospitality industry. That is the one chapter which we are discussing. The same time, the hospitality industry, exactly what hospitality industry it is. The food and beverage industry. In the hospitality industry, what exactly that food and beverage industry, what it is. The same time, classification of the food and beverage services. In food and beverage services, what are the classifications do we have? That is also we are covering in this chapter. Future trends in the F&B industry. F&B means in food and beverage industry. Chapter objectives are to be able to understand the components of the hospitality industry. What exactly components are there in hospitality industry, we will be discussing in that. So to learn about the brief history of the hotel industry and eating establishments. What exactly is the hotel industry and what are the eating establishments also we are discussing in this chapter. To understand the importance of F&B in the hospitality industry. In hospitality industry, what exactly is food and beverage industry? What is the importance is there in hospitality industry? We would be talking about that. To learn about the different types of food and service establishments. To study the future trends. Introduction to hospitality industry according to UNWTO. Wapas cutting karo na usko. Introduction to hospitality industry according to UNWTO. What exactly UNWTO is? United Nations World Tourism Organization. Definition is, tourism is very simple. Those people are coming out from their own nation to do recreation and to tourism, to do the business, and they come out from the places and the stay and they go back. This is known as tourism. Components of the tourism industry. Now we are talking about the tourism industry. What are the components are there in a tourism industry? One is accommodation. Whoever the tourist come from their own place, they require the accommodation where they need to stay. That is very important. The same time, activities. What activities they involve? The same time, attractions. Why they come out from their own place? There should be some attractions have to be there. To see that attraction, the tourism is developing. To see the attraction, the tourism is developing. People come from their own places to see the attractions. And the same time, in the attractions, there should be amenities also have to be there. Later on, we will discuss about these chapters very briefly. At the same time, food and beverage industry is also involved in the tourism, where they eat accommodation. After accommodation, they need to eat food also. That is food and beverage industry. And accessibility, how accessibility in the tourism industry. Accommodation, where they stay, this is known as accommodation. They would be staying in hotels, inns and other lodging facilities. We would be discussing about the hotels, inns and other lodging facilities. Briefly, if you talk accommodation, where exactly the tourists are staying, that places are known as accommodation places. The few areas we say that is hotels, the few areas we say inns, and some areas we say other lodging facilities as well. We would be discussing about the accommodation, where tourists are staying accommodation. They would be staying in hotels and inns and other lodging facilities. Exactly these words came from few eras, and the term hotel was used in England in about 1760. Now let's talk about the accommodation part. We have spoken about the hotels. We would be discussing about the inns now. Public houses in early times in England. The term inn was made for the finer establishment catering to the nobilities, and in France these were called as the hoteliers, and the people are staying. That place is also called as inns. That place is also called inns. If you see, the F&B organization calls hotels and inns, and the same time accommodation establishments also. There is another word, taverns. The less important establishment in the France were called cabarets. food and beverage, all the establishment which is provide fully prepared food for immediate consumption on our premises. Now let's talk about the accommodation. After accommodation, people should eat the food, right? So wherever the food consumption will happen, that is known as food and beverage industry. This industry is divided into two main types. One is commercial and one is non-commercial. Now we have spoken about the accommodation, we have spoken about the F&B service, and we are talking about the accessibility, transportation. The tourist, whenever they come out, they need to access somewhere. To access, there is a one industry is involved, that is known as transportation. Transportation industry includes various ways used to carry passengers from the home to place, residence to destination. For example, if you are staying in India, you are going abroad, how you go? There would be transportation involves, that is known as accessibility. The various modes of transportation include travel by air, travel by road, by water also. Let's talk reality now. From here, you would be flying somewhere by flight, that is known as air transportation. Even though you can travel by train also, even though you can travel by ships also, that is known as by water. Now there are many types of transportation which fall under the tourist transportation industry. What exactly we have spoken now? One is air, that is aeroplanes, flights, and one is land, maybe buses, maybe trains, and the same time water also. Accessibility transportation we have spoken till now. Now why tourist comes? Whenever the tourism happens, there would be attractions, right? If that attractions are there, then only tourists come from their own place to another place to see the attraction. What kind of attractions are there? What kind of attractions are there? Let's discuss about the attractions. There would be some nature related attractions would be there. Like for example, you say Everest. Everest is a nature related. People come from all over the world to see the Everest. The same time, there would be man-made attractions also there. Taj Mahal, Gateway of India, Char Minar, these are the man-made, right? Then also these are the attractions. People come from their own places to see these attractions. Now, let's talk about few natural attractions. There would be mountains, beaches, wildlife, and forest, zoos, and temples, monuments, museums, theme parks. These are the attractions, natural and man-made attractions. Let's talk about the attractions. Attractions are natural and man-made. Now, let's talk about few natural and man-made attractions like mountains, beaches, wildlife, forest. These are the natural attractions. To see these places, people come from one place to other place. If attractions are not there, why people come from one place to another place? What exactly attractions are? If people travel from one place to other place, there should be some attractions have to be there. Without attractions, why they have to travel from one place to other place? What exactly that attractions are, like some few natural attractions and the same time few man-made attractions? For example, like mountains, beaches, wildlife, forest, zoo, temples, monuments and museums and theme parks, these are the attractions. These are the attractions, people travel from one place to another place to see the places. It's very important aspect that attraction has to develop in an attractive manner to attract the tourist. For example, whatever the attractions you have, for example in India, one great attractions do we have? What is that exactly? For example, take it a Taj Mahal. It's one of the best attractive place. So all over the world, the people come to see the place and all. The same time, if you see the Goa beaches and all, this is a natural attraction. People travel from all over the world to see the beaches, to stay there, to enjoy there. These are the attractions. Now, let's divide attractions two parts. One is natural and one is man-made. What natural is land and mountains, water bodies, and forests. Man-made are historical, themed and museums. These are the man-made attractions. To see the attractions, people travel from one place to another place. Let's talk about the hospitality industry. History of the hospitality industry, the travelers of ancient times were mostly religious people. Hospitality offered to them for the host and interest. The same time in 1282, Florence, Italy, to keep to money, provide accommodation. And the 16th century to 18th century, the inns became more luxurious. What is hospitality industry? Let's brief this slide. People travel from one place to another place. At the same time, whoever is coming from one place to another place, they need to stay somewhere, right? So, from 16th century to 18th century, that inns, so-called, we have spoken about the accommodation units, became very famous. The hospitality industry, modern era. The first largest hotel, City Hotel, established in New York, was inaugurated in 1794. The motels of the highway travels were developed once. If you are traveling by highways, you can see small hotels would be there. For example, if you are traveling by highway, 2 days journey, you need to stay one day. At the same time, you will travel another day. To stay for 1 or 2 days, there should be a small accommodations have to be there. That accommodations called motels. These are developed on highways. The same time, different categories like resorts and business hotels came up. What are the resorts? If you see, outskirts of the cities, there would be some resorts would be there. For example, if you are in a busy schedule, you want to take your family to resort for the weekend purpose. These are the resorts also developed. At the same time, those who are doing the business to keep the meetings, to do that conferences, business hotels also developed. The globalization of the hotel industry with multinational chains like Marriott and Hilton. If you see, there is a globalization hospitality industry. You can see there are so many international chains are there in India. For example, if you see the JW Marriott and if you see the Hilton hotels, these are the multinational companies. They came to India, they have established the multinational hotels. The food and beverage industry. The food and beverage service is defined as the art of the supply food and a beverage service away from home to home, put prepared elsewhere. For example, you are staying in home, you are having food at home. F&B industry is very simple. If you leave home also, the same kind of treatment you will get and the same kind of food you will get. This is known as F&B industry. It includes F&B production and F&B service. What is F&B production? F&B production is very simple. F&B production is where cooking happens, where the production happens. This is known as kitchen production area. At the same time, there is another part of the F&B industry is F&B service, where the service happens. Prepared food, getting prepared food to guest and giving great services, this is known as F&B service. It does not include F&B manufacturing and retailing. You might ask me, what exactly is F&B manufacturing and retailing? For example, if you say non-alcoholic beverages, biscuits, and all packaged food products, it does not come in food and beverage industry. It does not come in food and beverage industry. We are talking about the food and beverage industry, which includes of food and beverage production and food and beverage service. Let's talk about the food and beverage industry. The F&B service industry includes all the establishments that are in business of serving food to the people. Whatever the industry we are talking, very simple. Serving food to the people is the F&B service industry. Whatever the preparation food happens at the F&B production, take the food and serve to the customer. This is serve to the guest. This is F&B service industry. It includes all F&B service outlets, ranging from fine dining restaurants, fast food outlets, hospitality catering, and college canteens also. We will talk brief about what fine dining restaurants and fast food restaurants and what are the outdoor caterings and what are college canteens also in a later on subjects. We will talk about the subjects also. It is broadly classified into two categories. F&B service broadly classified into two categories. One is commercial operations and the second is non-commercial operations. So what exactly is a commercial operations? What exactly is a non-commercial operations? We will talk further. Commercial F&B operations. Commercial operations have market oriented business characteristics like high percentage in fixed cost like rent and management salaries, depreciation, building and equipment. Focus on increasing the sales for increasing the profit and margins. Focus in on reducing the cost. A flexibility of pricing policy changes as per the market demand. Let's talk brief about the commercial operations. For example, if you open a restaurant at the main market, there would be a rental would be there, right? There would be a management would be there. They have to handle the show. So according to market scenario, the pricing has to be there. At the same time, the costing has to be controlled. These are known as commercial properties where people come as a walk-in and eat with the competitive market. Here one restaurant would be there, the same time side another restaurant would be there, and side there would be another restaurant would be there, competitive market. People open to come either your restaurant, either other restaurant, or other restaurant. So you need to maintain the food quality, great services and great ambience also, because this is a commercial. And you need to see the competitive market strategy also. For example, one dish you would be serving for the 100 rupees, that same kind of dish, another restaurant is serving for 80 rupees, there would be a competition. You need to see exactly what is the market trend. It involves in commercial properties. Non-commercial F&B operations. Non-commercial F&B operations. Non-commercial operations have cost-oriented business characteristics. Have a lower percentage of fixed cost and a higher percentage of variable cost such as F&B costs. Focus on decrease in cost rather than decrease in sales. Have a stable market. Fixed pricing policy. Briefly, if I want to say, the non-commercial F&B operations are like canteens, like hospital canteens, like staff canteens. We will discuss further about this non-commercial operations also. Then also I want to give a small brief about that. For example, if you have a canteen in one college, there would be a fixed crowd. People will come and have the food and they leave. Competition would be very less. At the same time, if you have a canteen in factory, there would be employees are working. You have the contract with the management. Lunch, this many people will come and you serve the food. Breakfast, this many people will come and you serve the food. Dinner, this many people will come, you serve the food. Where's the competition? So here, the F&B cost involves more. You need to take care of the F&B cost as well. History of the F&B industry. Let's talk about the history of the F&B industry. The earliest form of the restaurants, the roadside inns served meals at the common table of the travelers. What are the roadside inns like so-called motels, so-called hotels we have spoken? They used to serve the food on table. The food was not very palatable as the price of the meal was included in the accommodation cost. What used to happen is, wherever you are staying, for example, the room is costing 2000 rupees per day. That meals also included. So what will happen to that meals quality? That quality of the meals not up to mark. It was the history of the F&B. The first tavern in America opened in New York by the widow Brasha and John Shediker. In 18th century, people opened restaurants in Paris with the delicate china cutlery and linen tablecloths and special meals to the high class French citizens. What have we discussed about the F&B industry is, there would be inns and motels and hotels. Whatever the accommodation is there, in that cost only, people used to serve the food to the guest. So what exactly used to happen is, whatever the room cost is there, in that cost only, F&B cost was involved. So the so-called whatever the food quality you say, it was not up to mark. Later on, the restaurants have came up only for the F&B service. Preparation of the food and giving the great service and a great quality to the guest. In 1765, the word restaurant, a French word which means to rest or a refresh, which is the eating establishment, came up, where only food is getting served, no accommodation over there. There the food quality has come up and the great services also came up. Now, let's talk. In 1765, the word restaurant divided from the French word restaurant, which means to rest or a refresh. And 1782, the first restaurant, the present from the having fixed opening hours was the Grand Traveling in London. There would be fixed hours would be there for the restaurant also. In 19th century, by the end, luxury travels became popular and fine dining restaurants emerged. Now, in 19th century, what exactly happened is there are the fine dining restaurants also came up. Later on subjects, we will discuss about the what exactly is the fine dining restaurants. Some classification of the F&B industry, food and beverage industry. Let's talk about the food and beverage industry. Further, we have spoken food and beverage industry is divided into commercial operations and the second is non-commercial operations. In commercial operations, there is a open market. There is a open market where we have spoken like competitive market. One restaurant, another restaurant, another restaurant. Side by side, there would be so many restaurants. Everybody is open to come any restaurant. They see the food quality, they see the pricing, they see the ambience, and they come to your restaurant. There is a open market, we say. Eating places, there would be eating places, and hotels and F&B operations. And some restricted market is there for the commercial operation. The travel catering and function catering and recreation food services also. And let's talk about the non-commercial operations. Employee catering, factory catering, and institutional catering, schools and colleges catering, and hospitals and prisons. These are the non-commercial operations. Let's overlook this food and beverage operations. We have spoken about the commercial operations and we have spoken about the non-commercial operations. Commercial operations is the open market where competitors would be there, and the same time non-commercial operations are fixed places where, for example, the one hospital is there, the hospital has given contract to one F&B organization, they would be serving food to that hospital people. There no competition would be there. If the competition is there also, there is a fixed competition. So we have spoken about the commercial operations and we have spoken about the non-commercial operations also. Let's talk about the commercial operations. There are many types of commercial eating establishments. Some of them are described below. Quick services, cafe, cafeteria and food courts. Full service, casual dining and fine dining. Exactly what is cafe, exactly what is cafeteria, exactly what are food courts, and what is the full service, casual dining, what is the fine dining. Further, we would be discussing in a brief manner. Now, let's talk about the quick service restaurants. You have seen, you have gone through the quick service restaurants. With the examples, I will explain. What exactly is a quick service restaurants are those. Those where food is served very quickly. The quick service restaurants include cafes, fast food restaurants, cafeterias, buffets and carry out restaurants. Some characteristics are, it is convenience, it is speed, and a basic service would be there and low prices, and a simple decor would be there. Menu board on the wall, food is ordered from the hanging board only. These are the quick restaurants. For example, if you see McDonald's, if you see Domino's, if you see Pizza Hut, these are known as quick restaurants. Let's talk about McDonald's operations. Once you enter, there it is, simple decor would be there, very convenient. Speed of service, within fraction of minutes you will get the food, and the prices would be the very low. Prices would be the very low, even by paying 25 to 30 rupees also you would be getting the burger. Very simple decor. Menu board on the wall, there would be a menu board on the wall, you see the menu board and you place the order. Food is ordered from the hanging board only, there would be a board, you will take the order, you will see and you will place the order, you get the food within a fraction of minutes. This is known as quick restaurants. quick service restaurants, there would be some cafes also. Cafe refer to coffee house, bar, tea room, small and cheap restaurant, transport cafe, other casual eating and drinking places depending on the culture and the country. If you see the Cafe Cafe Day, barista, these are cafes. You go there, you will get coffee, non-alcoholic beverages, there would be some snacks. This is also comes under quick service restaurants. Usually offer tea, coffee, soft drink, snack and often light meals, which we have spoken till now. The most European countries, the term cafe means a restaurant primarily serving coffee as well as pastries such as cakes and tarts and pies and Danish and pastries. What exactly the examples are? Cafe Cafe Day, Starbucks, Barista, Indian Cafe House. These are the quick cafe restaurants. Now, let's talk about the full service restaurant. We have spoken about the quick service restaurants. Now, full service restaurant. What are the full service restaurants? Full service restaurants are the old-fashioned eateries and its characteristics are the guests are seated at the table and the servers take their order. I will explain you exactly how it works. Food and drinks are served on the table. Host or hostess, servers and bartenders serve the guest. Two types of full service restaurants are fine dining and casual dining. Let's talk about these three topics. If you see a great restaurant, fine dining restaurant, it's not like a quick service restaurant. If you go there, there would be a host. They will receive you. They'll make sure that you sit. And the same time, menu would be given to you and you place the order, they take the order, they serve you on table. This is known as fine dining restaurant. And in the fine dining restaurants also, full service restaurants also, one is fine dining and one is casual dining. We are talking about the full service restaurants. What is full service restaurants? Very simple. There would be a host, they will receive you, they make you sit, give you menu, place the order. They will get the food on your table, food and beverages on the table. Yeah. In that full services also, we are discussing about the fine dining and casual dining. What is fine dining restaurant? Have unique theme of decor. Fine dining restaurants are unique decor. The services are well trained and have technical knowledge of the food being served. The price is a little higher than other dining options. They strive to create a unique dining experience to the guest. What exactly we are talking now? In fine dining restaurant, there is a skilled people are working over there. Politely they take the order. Good food they will deliver. And there would be a specialized service would be there in the fine dining restaurants. The cost would be the more because the skilled people are giving the food quality over there. What is casual dining restaurant? Full service restaurant divided into two. One is fine dining, one is casual dining. What is casual dining? More affordable and a target to families. The same time service is offered at the table, but the decor and ambience and the menus are less elaborate as compared to the fine dining. What we have spoken in fine dining is, there would be the special decor would be there. There would be a special menus would be there. But in casual dining, a simple decor and simple menu, affordable to the families. Service style is less formal but very professional. Service is very professional but less formal. They specialize in a regional cuisine or a fusion of several dishes. Example, what example is? Single item restaurant, ethnic restaurant and family restaurants. Hotel food service establishment. The food and beverage outlets in hotels and motels and at the banquet halls and conference. What exactly we are discussing is, there would be restaurants are there. In the restaurants, we have spoken about the quick service restaurants and full service restaurant. At the same time, in hotels and in motels and in inns, whatever the lodging facilities are there also F&B outlets would be there. That F&B outlets name is banquet would be there, there would be conferences would be there, and they may be either fine dining and coffee shop, casual dining, pastry shop or a bar. This includes a hotel. One hotel is, there would be a lodging facility would be there, there would be a coffee shop would be there, bar and restaurant would be there, a multi-cuisine restaurant would be there. These are includes in a hotel.
Yeah.
One hotel may have only one entering place or more than one depending on the category. A five-star hotel must have at least one 24-hour coffee shop. If you go to five-star hotel, 24 hours coffee shop would be there. Anytime if you walk into the five-star, you will get the food. This is known as a trend of the five-star. There is a 24 hours coffee shop would be there. A fine dining and a multi-cuisine restaurant inside the hotel. Hotels also have ethnic restaurants serving traditional cuisines. For example, one hotel is there. They have one multi-cuisine restaurant. At the same time, they would be having some Indian restaurant, Chinese restaurant, ethnic restaurant would be there in hotels also.